Well, bonjour, motherfuckers! Hello, and welcome. Bam, and you say, goddamn. This is a dope jam. I'm broad. Sing it with me. I'm broad. Come on now, you know it. I'm broader than Broadway. Come on, sing it along. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway, and this theme song is so fun and it makes me excited, and I just want to diddle myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? Ooh, Titty Tuesday. It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood. Hi, that's me. I'm Jess Wood. How are you? Good to see you today, this week. Before I go any further, I would like to just thank one of our delightful listeners, watchers, and sellers of fantastical goods, the babes at Babel Studio. That's the Babel Studio to you, motherfucker. Snake earrings, yas. Pirate necklace, hold your fucking phone right now. I know you're holding it anyway.
Yeah, that's a bracelet. That's a bracelet made out of links. Link up.
Brip. Link up. What? Hi. How are you? How's the season? How's the season treating you? Okay. I'd be lying if I said I was okay. Really, are any of us okay? This is not a sad episode, although there are moments, you know, where it's like a very special Get Wood, perhaps, for those of us raised in the 80s with the very special episodes of our favorite TV. Hi. Okay, so let's get into it, shall we? After thanking the babes at Babel for all my gorgeous, gorgeous jewelry, please order from them. They are always having deals and specials, and beautiful things are happening in their store. Also, who just came on to the chat here, Shell's General Stowe. If you are in Los Angeles, especially if you're on the West Side, go to any of the pop-ups, the Hoagies pop-up, the Roller Derby pop-up, and you'll find Shell and her fantastic, homemade, one-of-a-kind, beautiful crafts, amazing things for your home and your heart. That's right. I said it. I would love to tell you about my hat. I love saying this because when people say, oh my God, I love your hat. Where'd you get your hat? Oh my God, Jess, where'd you get that hat? Well, I say, I got it in Paris. Yes, I got it in Paris off of the, in the park next to La Louvre. La Louvre's. Yes, the Louvre, the Louvre, where I went and I walked and I cried because the buildings are so majestic, gorgeous, beautiful, old. The architecture is so old, and you feel like you're just walking around in like a fairy tale playset or
for your home and your heart, go to Shell's General Store. She'll fill you up, not in a gross way.
There's your commercial. You can have that. I appreciate you and your work. Anyway, yeah, I got this hat, okay? So it was all these African dudes that had, and it was a lot like New York. Like, there were so many things in Europe that were so much like New York. And I talked to a lot of New York people about this particular thing. And I say to them, hey, you know, the reason that a lot of us live in New York is why? And they say, well, you know, culturally, it's a thing. And I go, cut it. Because it's so European. That's right. Yeah, because it's so European. That's why we all live in New York City. Because we love to see all the cultures, all the foods, all the looks, all the languages. I'm sorry. There's not another place like that in the U.S. of A. Okay. Or should I say us? There's no other place in us. What a ding dong dilingabong. I'm not even going to speak about home. So I saw this hat amongst many other hats, and as you know, I do enjoy a good hat. And if you also enjoy a good hat, speaking of the west side of Los Angeles and of Instagram buying things from smaller business and market stuff, Cav Aloha. That's right, that's his IG. Cav Aloha. He makes these most amazing trucker hats with seashore, panoramic, hand-painted lifeguard, beach scenes. I don't know how to explain it. It's fucking dope, okay? Waves. Do you like surfing? Do you love to look at waves? Then go get a hat from the old Cav. OG Caviar, Kid Caviar. I guess you don't say kid anymore when you're over 30. Anyways, so yeah, I got some great stuff. So the hat was from Le Chapeau was from one of the African men who apparently it's illegal, just like in New York City, throw down a sheet with your goodies on it and ladies and gentlemen come by. And over here in New York, they used to say, hurry up now, ladies. Come on now, ladies, before the cops come, ladies, before the cops come. Like they were totally, you know, they were transparent with us about the illegality of the transactions. But I found that even more impressive. You know what I mean? Like in LA, you have to like hunt down some illegal shit and maybe you're in like a back room and there might be an undercover cop there and you don't know. And then everybody gets busted. And then, oh, are you speaking from real life, Jessica? So, the hat from the African man in Paris, it was the same fucking deal. And he's like, 30. And I'm like, 30? Hell no. And then I started to walk away. And then he goes, 20. And I go, still not. And he goes, 15. And I was like, I got 10 right here, right now. I got a $10, not dollar. What's it? Euro. I got 10 euro. Boom. Bam. And you say, God damn. See, this is the dope jam. And so, and I know, what is he paying? $3 for this shit. So I was like, listen, sir. So I didn't even say, listen, sir. I was just like, no, bonsoir. You know, I said something I thought was right in French. It probably wasn't right. And he's all, ten. Okay, lady, you got me. And I was like, I got you. I love that I got the African salesman in the Le Louvre for the hat from 30 to 10. That's right. And then when I went and told Valerie, the white lady who I was Airbnb-ing from, Valerie, she goes, ooh, Jessica loves this hat. And I was like, thank you, Valerie. I got it from 30 to 10. And she said, good for you. And I was like, that's right. You know, everyone loves a fucking good deal. I mean, come on. But it is like, as soon as I put it on, I was like, how much more Russian did I want to look? I wonder what kind of look I was going for. I was like, evil, I have my teeth out also because I'm evil Soviet spy. And I come in your 80s movie and I come and I spy with the men's. I get the men's. I sexualize them. That I'm not doing a good job at all. You know what I mean. Seduce. Sexualize. I make them feel bad like they are a piece of meat. And you know what? Men, it doesn't work that way on them. They're like, yeah, really? Thank you. You think my butt looks good? I have been working on it. Whereas like us, we're like, stop it. Stop harassing us. Although not me. I always, please, yell at me in the street. Tell me I have a great ass. I want to hear these things. I really feel like a lot of us do. We're like not allowed to want that. I don't know. Anyway, don't let the patriarch rule your name. We're done. Do you understand? We're done for. The patriarch, we can't help that it's in the air. It's so deeply in the fucking air that I'm going to do a huge shout out to my girl who pointed out, and this is a very unpopular situation from me, but I did not like the Barbie movie. I know. Look at me. I was like, I'm made for that shit. The pink hair, the pink hat, the pink hat, the pink band. No, I don't know, you know? And my girl Ness put it so beautifully. Because I was like, I don't know. It feels like, I mean, I get it, you know? And everyone's like, but Greta Gerwig, it's a female director. It's a female director. And I go, yeah, I know. There's other female directors out there who've actually done some really, really impressive work. And we don't celebrate them because they're not sponsored by Mattel. You know, Mattel that kind of owns, like, I'm sure Mattel is, like, part of Disney, is part of, you know, ABC. Like, stop it. Let's stop ignoring the fact that Barbie was a fucking massive success because they made it. The marketing was unbelievable. Same with Bridesmaids. You know, I wanted to bring this up when the old Barbie thing came out because another unpopular opinion from your friend Jess. I really didn't like Bridesmaids either. And I could say exactly why I didn't like that shit. Stereotypical, predictable, unbelievable at the same time as predictable. All the characters were like, really? That's what we're going to have? Oh, really? The big ladies, like, body and whatever. If they would have traded the way that the women looked for what their personalities were given to and been, like, completely against type for Hollywood, I would have been like, fuck yeah, Bridesmaids, let's do this. This is, like, totally offbeat and everyone's kind of showing different side of ladies. No, this is like, oh, this is, oh, really? So there's the virgin and then there's the whore and then there's the fat lady and there's the black lady. Like, just stop it. Stop. Come on. We're all so much more than that. So Barbie felt, it kind of felt the same way. Like, everyone's like, no, we're celebrating, but that's weird Barbie and that's black Barbie and that's Barbie and I'm Barbie. Like, we're all of them. Do you know what I mean? Same with Sex and the City. That's right. I'm going to trifecta this bitch. I wrote it down because I was so frustrated because I was like, why? Why do we keep getting told, no, this is really good. This is really good for you. This is good for you. This is like representing women. This is representing women. When it's fucking not. It's fucking not. Maybe it's representing the stereotypes about women and the things that maybe they, people are like, you know how there's always like a whore? Stop. You know what I mean? We can all be a little whorish and we can all be a little prudy. It's like, stop, like, everyone can be everything. You know what I mean? So we're perpetrating these bullshit stereotypes. And also, let me say again, with Ness, I probably didn't make the point because the ADHD has got the better of me. And I praise all of you who follow along that also suffer with this situation. But she pointed out to me, you know, that Barbie and them were treating Ken and them just like how Ken and them treated them in the real world. So what the fuck were we learning that we should turn it around onto them? I mean, I'm paraphrasing what she said, but this is a very smart thing to fucking say because, yeah, exactly. If we're trying to talk about stuff, can we talk about it? Like, for real, for real? Can we not hurt someone in the process of feeling empowered? Like, who am I, Dolly Parton? Like, but that's the thing. Dolly Parton doesn't hurt a young lady to feel empowered as an older lady who shows her titties off. She doesn't have to put down somebody younger than her to feel like she's gotten away with goddamn showing her melons and an older. Do you know what I mean? Because she knows that women are all kinds of things, just like men are all kinds of things, all mixed up in there. And you're not always fucking cinnamon and spice and everything nice like they fucking told you. And even if you weren't raised on bullshit fairy tales, like, my mom didn't read me that kind of shit. My mom was like, no, women are equal, Jessica. Jesse, women are always equal, always. And then she would fucking get hit in the face by her boyfriend. And I was like, I don't think she really lived living how she speaks. So, you know, we get dealt these really confusing, contradicting things, like the Taylor Swift thing. Like, I feel like everyone's like, she's so empowering. She's such like a, like, say it, girl, bitch, what? Say it, period. Like, really? Because it seems to me that everything that really I know about her is only when she's with a dude. Only when she's hanging out with some guy do I hear, like, anything about her. I don't know her music. I don't hear her shit. I mean, I listen to a different station, but you know what I mean? It's just, what, really? Are they empowered or are we just telling everyone that they are, and we're like, if we tell them enough times, they'll believe us, because that's the best marketing. You know how America, we're like our best madmen, because we're like, no, this is a beautiful, sexy, this is the sexiest man alive. So everyone agree with that shit. And then we all are like, I guess so. You know, they keep showing us the same people over and over, and they're like, beautiful, talented. And we're like, okay, I guess so. You know, and I'm not falling for that shit. I was raised by rebellious types, even though they were confused as well. Because, you know, when the boomers were raised, they were like fed like Donna Reed, right? So as far as I was raised with, my mom was always like, Jesse, no, women it deserve all the things that men have, and we're equal with all ways. And it's like, really, Ma? Because then you should kick this fool out of the fucking apartment. He doesn't pay any rent, and he beats it up and shit, and he eats meat. That was the thing that got me even the most. I was like, let him beat her, but he's meat. He's a meat-eating motherfucker. Like, really? I'd say au revoir, motherfucker, but it's gaslighting at its best. So, you know, when you're raised by like a generation of gaslighters and the media and all this bullshit is thrown out at you, you can't help but have one cannot help but have some patriarchal ideals going on. But if we don't question what's like getting fed to us like mad, then we don't have a chance. So here's what I'm going to put up again. Ooh, hi, technical going on. Here's what I'm going to put up against Barbie. Oh, for those of you only listening to audio, why aren't you tuning into the live? Anyways, no, for those of you only listen to audio, I just kicked the camera. So it was a delightful little shaky shake. For those of you in California, I'm sorry to give you, the trigger of an earthquake. Anyway, all this to just remind you that you're doing a fucking great job. And the more you question stuff, the better off you are. And the more you bring things into light, the better off we are. And so, listen, I'm going to put up against Barbie and all those other things. This movie that I saw, I got to see on the plane coming home, called Unpregnant. When I tell you that you must put down whatever you're doing except for watching the live. Of course, you got to finish that and finish the show. But the next time you go in to watch a movie or a TV show, go and find Unpregnant. Because also written and directed by a woman, all about young women, and I won't give it away, but it's a teenager gets pregnant on accident, and she and her friend, it's all about how young women in America have to deal with an unwanted pregnancy when they feel like, especially when they feel like they can't speak to their folks or their caretakers, whoever that may be. So this movie, Unpregnant, I cannot give it enough thumbs the fuck up, because it's so real. It's so well written, well acted. It's shot all through the Southwest, mostly in Albuquerque. So you know I love my Albuquerque. Burke, give it a big shout out to Burke. Because it is, it is one of the best movies, I'm going to say hands down, that I've ever seen. I'm going to say it. And it's one of those like independent, you know, it's kind of, I mean, it's beautifully done. Unpregnant. And I put that up against Barbie because I want to know, for the women who, and the women and the girls that have gone mad for Barbie, when you watch Unpregnant, how does that make you feel then about the Barbie movie? I just want a versus, you know? I'll put it in the notes. I know, it's a riveting contest, but seriously, I'm putting it out there to you. Okay. Okay, that was a long rant about that. But you know what? I appreciate y'all. And I really appreciate y'all. Last week, I had such a huge amount of feedback from everyone. And I just want to say thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for the feedback. Because, you know, otherwise, I just feel like I'm, you know, yelling into the void, really. And I so appreciate you. I appreciate you sharing the show. I appreciate you telling your friends about the show. And I mean, from what you say, it's a really good time. So from what where I'm standing, I'm like, well, keep on telling people, you know? So thank you. Pass it on. Have a nice day, Roxanne Shanté. Okay, so I guess this will be my last thing. I did go to a party. Well, okay, I wanted to, let's back it up. I have two more things to tell you about. I have a witch story from England. London, Woolwich, actually. It's a town called Woolwich. The witch from Woolwich. And the party that I was invited to on Christmas. Father Christmas, give us some money. That's the Kinks, Father Christmas. You know, I am a sucker for Christmas carols if they're strange and alternative and weird. And like, you know, the Kinks, Father Christmas are like, Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight tonight. That's the, whoa. I get really excited when I start singing and I kick things like a little horse. And, oh, they're coming for me. See how they come every week? Know if that registers onto the microphone, but there is quite a ruckus of sirens outside, as always. There's, yes, as it clouds up on this full moon in Cancer. And I suppose I should talk about the witches in Woolwich. The witches of Woolwich. It's not Woolwich, even though it's spelled Woolwich. So I'm like, Woolwich? And they're like, Woolwich! And I'm like, listen, people, obviously, I'm from New York. And they're like, Woolwich, you'd like to go to Woolwich? And I was like, yes, please help me get to Woolwich, London, England, wherever the fuck I am. So apparently there was I went to it. There was a witch shop in Woolwich. Try to say that three times fast. A witch shop in Woolwich. Ooh, titties. I was so excited. And my friend who I was staying with was like, if you go to the witch shop, let's hear, because the Google reviews are, you know, they're mixed. And I go, how are you gonna Google review a fucking witch shop? You know what I mean? The crystals seemed really like uncharged. You know what I mean? Like, what are you gonna, the vibe of the back room felt really dark. Like, what are the Google reviews of the witch shop in Woolwich? And I imagine it's kind of not going to be a Valley Girl voice. It'll probably be an English voice. So anyway, I go to this shop. It's called Wicca Moon. And it's and the women inside, you know, a couple of gray-haired crones and white women. And white. And what the fuck is my issue? I have a lot of issues. And I see, and I don't want any of the tchotchkes. Like, I don't need it. Are you kidding me? Like, giving me a crystal is like giving sand to the beach. Like, we got this, you know? And so, so I don't need like a tchotchke or anything, but I'm loving like the smell and, you know, the incense and the oils. And I'm looking at all the stuff that they have made and set up. And it's a really small place. But I see that they're doing tarot reading. And I'm like, oh, tarot. So one of the witches is like, yes, it's cash only. Cash only. And she was very, like, strict. And I, okay, so I'll go get some cash. And she said, round the corner, there's an ATM. They don't call it ATM. They call it, like, money grabber. You know, it's like, round the corner, there's a money grabber for you to grab money. Whatever the fuck. It's very literal there. And they said, yes, every road is named for something that had happened, perhaps a battle or someone was very, you know, happened to be royals on that block. And I go, well, then what's the deal with King's Butts Street? Come on, King's Butts. Well, they smoked a lot. And now it's butts, it's ass, isn't it? It's arse, isn't it? Anyway, I go and get the money and the witch who's going to work on me, from the witch from Woolwich, she has her hand out like this, like, put the cash in my palm. She's quite, you know, strict. And always with an English accent, right? It's like, if someone was like, you know what, just put the money in, whatever. We're going to go in the back room. We're going to, you know, just give me the cash. But she was like, place the cash in my palm. And I was like, Jesus Christ. So I put the cash in her palm, and then she like wrapped her hand around. And then I realized, Jess, you know this. Your mother would be very disappointed. Jesse, you know why she needed you to hand her the money. Because she's a witch, and she needed to feel your energy of your witch energy. And you had your energy on the cash, and then you passed her the cash. And there's going to be no other time that she's going to talk to you. You know, like, okay, Ma, sorry. Because, you know, my mom raised me a witch before it was trendy. So I feel pretty cool about it, I guess. Not being sarcastic. Anyway, I go into the back and this woman, the witch, she says to me, well, my name's Shirley. Shirley, you must be joking. Shirley, you can't be a witch. Shirley, there's some titties in the back. My God, what's happening right now? I've just spilled my water on the ground, but you know what? I don't care. Oh, look at that. A stomach. Yeah, you know, I got this jacket in a small town outside of London called Hungerford. You always get it wrong. I always got it wrong. Woolwich and Hungerford. Anyway, so Shirley the witch, Shirley, you must be joking, and stop calling me Shirley. So Shirley the witch, the Wicca of Woolwich, long story short, she had me pick out a candle, a colored candle, and she burned the candle while she did a little witchy prayer, and then she pulled a few cards for me, and the cards were fucking right on, and I didn't even say it out loud what I want. I didn't say my question out loud. I didn't say anything to her about who I was, what I did, nothing, nada. Shit, this fuck, Shirley got... It was quite right. Shirley, you're quite the witch, aren't you? My God, Shirley. You must be joking. So she gave me some... And I'm not even going to share it here because you know why? Because I'm very superstitious. And you know that I am. And sometimes when I share too much or I tell people some things, they could take it and they could be like, rah, and put their fucking dark energy on it. If you don't think that I think this, that I know this... So I gotta protect myself, yo. But just know, that shit was good. Like, it was good. Like, she had good. Ooh, it was good. But it was sad. I cried because I have to look at myself in a bitter light. In a better light. Not a bitter light. You know how I always say to you guys, you gotta look at yourself and be nice to yourself. And because we are our own best friends. We are our own lovers. Lord knows I know how to love myself. And I know you do too. Diddling. And I feel like we have to practice even more of that. No matter what. Even if you're in a marriage or a relationship or at a job that you're like, eh. You could be like, you could choose to be like, you know what, Shirley, I'm gonna connect something positive with this. So I had to cry because it was beautiful. I was moved. It was so good. Yeah. And my candle was yellow. And she said to me, oh, the yellow, you look that up. That's an interesting thing that you've done. And she wouldn't share it with me. Like, Shirley, why are you being so secretive? Shirley, you're just going to share your reading with me and nothing else. I know, it's nothing else. So anyhow, I leave the... Anyhow, am I from Madison, Wisconsin or what? Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh, no. No, I'm not. No, I'm not from Wisconsin. But you know what? My mom, oh, gosh, she hated when I did this. Oh, she hated this accent the most. Oh, yeah. I'd call her and I'd say, hey, Ma, you know, I'm thinking about starting a family and we're not going to smoke weed with the kids. How do you like that? Rebelling. And my mom always would get so, oh, God, Jesse, no. Jesse, stop. Jesse, that is the worst. Oh, God, Jesse, no, it's my nightmare. That's how I was raised. The whitest white voice was her nightmare. Oh, mama. Anyway, Shirley told me, look up the yellow when you get back to wherever you're going. And the yellow, and everyone kept saying yellow. Well, not everyone, Shirley and myself. And the candle that I picked. 'twas yellow. So then I walk and I take a little turn at Albuquerque. Come on. And there was this park, this Victorian style park that, you know, from 1619 was built, and it had a moat and a barn and ducks and statuettes around. And I walk into the park, and immediately the only thing that I see that covering the entire ground is yellow. It was all yellow. Yes. I walked in and it was just blanketed with yellow. And I thought, Shirley, you must be a witch. Anyways, so last night, thank you for listening to that. And I hope that anyone and everyone who ever gets a reading or some sort of candle ritual or some sort of spell done, you know, you got to put your little spirit into it. You know what I mean? Just put your spirit into it. Because there's so many naysaying caucus. We don't know. We don't know. There's a whole other realm out there in here. All around. Oh, we don't. I mean, maybe under this hat. So I was at a party last night. And it was fun. It was fun. I get very... I do. You wouldn't think so. Because here we are. Look at us. Just talking for half an hour. But in... the room with people, I don't know, and I didn't know, maybe 94%. I knew like two people. And so, but it was really good. And I love watching people at a party because if I get to talking to somebody, and maybe you're like this as well, but like if I get to talking to someone or two people and, you know, I feel comfy and I start to tell a story and it's like going well and I'm like, oh, this is a good party. And then it ends and then we all kind of break apart and I'm like, uh-oh, I better figure something out. Like, I immediately start to panic. Like, well, what are they doing? How do they look? They seem like they're having a good time. And then I'm just completely inspired and curious in watching this one guy who shoot up. He shoot up, Shirley. And he had that thing. You know that thing that some people have when they get to a party? And some people think I have it. And maybe sometimes I do if I've eaten a little magic mushroom, perhaps I do. Because the microdosing does help me with my social anxiety. But on the nights that I don't, like last night, I just sat there and I thought, oh dear, I guess I have to move about the room. Anyway, I watched this feller come in. White guy, tall, red, you know, like a ginger, but quite tall, quite broad shoulders. He's a cute guy. And he was so good at like that, like, hey, how's it going? Hey, and then you, and really included all of the people who were in, you know, earside, eyesight. And even like the guy, there was like a guy who was sitting in a chair and he had a great shirt on. It had it was like pink with a rainbow and it said death metal. And I was like, I love your shirt, man. He's like, thanks. And I feel like he had more of the social anxiety than myself. So, but I didn't know how to soothe that for him because I tried with the shirt. Hey, but old Redzi McGee, old Charmo McGillicuddy came in and was like, hey, and talked to that guy and talked to the gals. And you could tell the gals were like, oh my God. Like even my friend was like, I think someone might be texting me tomorrow regarding his like flirtatious device. And I said, oh, I love that. And there was moments of flirtation because I think that was just his style. Like, I think that was just his style, but it was really fun to let myself go and be like, I didn't blow him in the bathroom or anything, but I mean, if I still drank, I would have. Jesse, come on. That's not a joke. So when he said stuff to me, like, you're really a wonderful person to talk to. I really enjoy talking to you. I take it with a grain of salt because I'm like, and you've talked to everyone else and that's wonderful. And I appreciate it. And I'll say thank you. But you know, when you watch everybody, like people, who is it? Maya Angelou or Oprah Winfrey or somebody that I love, said, pay attention when people show you who they are, believe them. Right. So you can watch somebody be real charming and social and all that. But then at the end, when I said, oh, you were so charming and social and you had such a great time, I said, some people are like so scared. But maybe you do that because you're covering that you're scared. And he goes, oh, yeah, maybe. Like, oh my God, I'm sorry, baby. But throughout the evening, oh my goodness, I just had the bestest time, like being called, you know, hey, angel, hey, like I'm usually the one that calls people the little love names, like, hey, doll, hey, angel, hey, sweet pea, you know, and he was all, hey, oh, queen, here's your this, you know, and I was like, I could like that though. I could like that. And I did. And I liked it and I took it and I said, you know what? I am deserving of being called a queen by gentlemen who I don't know. And he was very fun. And I saw there was a gentleman who was a little older than he was, who was not really keen on the kid having that much fun. And he kind of tried to talk some shit, like playfully, you know, how people like disguise it. Oh, it was a joke. Listen, I'm a joke maker for fucking life. And let me tell you something, Fire Marshal Bill. Shit is from a real place. That's right. So, but the kid stood up for himself and he was like, hey man, hey, don't say that. And I like watching real human interaction. And that was last night. It was like the ages were fluxed enough that it was interesting, but it was also older, leaning on the older side of things enough that phones weren't constantly out at all. Like, so much so that I, like, forgot. Like, I had my phone in my bag. I didn't, you know. Listen, I'm not a doctor, so I really don't need the phone all the time, as none of us do. But we are addicted. They've got, that's another thing they've given to us here. You know. I've gotten a few minutes over. How exciting. Listen, again, I'm thanking you. I'm thanking you for your time, your energy, your spirit, your love. I hope that you got a little bit of relaxation or a giggle or two or something that you thought, oh, you know what? I always thought I was that too, but maybe I could try that. One of the big things that I noticed about the guy last night who I thought was so great at being at the party was he would ask people questions like, remember how I was like, what's your favorite soda? What's your favorite, you know? He would say like, what's your favorite restaurant in New York? And then he would go into his phone and he'd like Google map whatever and put a thing. And I thought, that's so great. And then another guy said, oh, I do that too. And I thought, that's a fucking great idea. Also, it does open up a lot of conversation for people that's kind of neutral. You know what I mean? Food. People get passionate about food, but no one gets like angry. Like, you don't like prosciutto? What the fuck? You know, everyone's usually pretty accepting of food stuffs, I think, unless you tell them you're a vegan too many times in a row, and then it's a problem. Anyway, I have got to go. I've been on too long, but I have enjoyed myself so much. I really love you guys so much for hanging out with me. And thank you again for sharing the show when you can and for telling your friends about it. It's on all the podcast stuff, so you can listen, you can watch here. I say watch here for me kicking the camera a lot. It's getting all shook up like a Jerry Lee Lewis. Anyway, I just adore you. And you know how hard it is for me to say au revoir, motherfuckers. But it is au revoir time. So take care of yourselves this week. I'll see you next week. I'm telling you, next week is my birthday. I know. Stop it. Quit it. You guys, I know. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. And, you know, my Venmo, it's in my link tree. I love you so much. I will see you next week. Have a really good week. Take good care of yourself. Don't do anything that you don't want to do. And do some things that scare you a little bit, you know, because it feels so much better on the other side of it. Whether that mean going to a party and asking people what restaurant they love or going for a swim when it's chilly out. I don't know. You know you better than me. But I do know we're all pretty freaked out all the time. So I'm here for you. I'll see you next Tuesday. Stop it. I love you a lot. And take care.
care of yourselves. Okay, bye. Love you, bye. Yes.